seduction, sex, lifestyle. For the true player at heart, Global SLR presents The Real Kings of Pickup. Vince Hollywood Kelvin and Arash motherfucking Debazar. Be the best and fuck the rest.
This is an epic moment. We have legends with us tonight. You'll be able to ask questions in just a moment. This is the official pre-global SLR, Seduction, Lifestyle, and Relationships podcast. And we have with us tonight, of course, my spiritual brother and your co-host and also co-organizer for the global SLR, biggest, largest, greatest convention for the pickup arts on the planet. Arash Zipar, motherfucking Debazar, is with us. How are you, Arash?
Vince, thank you for the intro. I live in a world of magic, my friend. I live in a different dimension, and this dimension, of course. And, you know, I've had, since 2012, I think, when I did the first big event for pickup community. So 2013, I think. It's a tradition that any time events like this show up, and this time being the biggest event and the best event we've ever done, I go into some kind of zone, man. I can't even help it. So we're days away, and the experiences that I'm having and the experiences that I'm giving, which is interesting, are nothing short of miracles and magic, and I think Jesus Christ would be jealous if he saw me. That's how I'm feeling. And how are you, brother?
Well, that's so fucking awesome. I'm enduring today. I woke up this morning with a major infection underneath my teeth, and I rushed to the doctor. I cannot take any medicine for it and so on, so they performed surgery, and I fucking took it. So it was an intense day, but I'm so happy. And psyched, you know, I'm working around the clock to finalize the details for the GSLR. And this year we have three venues plus a restaurant for the VIP dinner. We found a top spot in Hollywood that's going to accommodate. So that's a total of four venues to manage, talking about merging venues. So I want to make sure everybody gets ample time. I want to thank our guests so much, starting with true legend in the community, Eric Von Sydow, also known as Hypnotica, was there since the very beginning. And Eric is always showing up. And last year, he was awarded the ultimate inner game transformation. I listened to his programs myself. So, Eric, it's awesome to have you with us again this year and on the call. And we'll see you this weekend. How are you, Eric?
I'm doing great, man. Just recovering from putting out the new Modern Day Sexual Man, which I just released on Tuesday. I think it was Tuesday.
Wow.
And so, you know, anytime you put together, I mean, this is kind of like everything that I need, everything that I know in the sexual realm as far as 23 years, you know, so I put it together. It took me a long time organizing it, recording it, you know, doing some seven trances that get added onto that. It was a lot of work. So it's nice to get it done because, you know, I think what's really cool about what we do and what we have been doing for so long is that a person can basically take a person's experience, like, you know, 23 years of running strip clubs and literally being with and being a male stripper on the road, like craziness, and learning everything that, you know, I learned, and basically put it back into a program and say, look, these are all these different techniques that I've learned that are not even discussed anywhere. It's really cool to be able to get someone's, I mean, everyone that does this has a certain amount of experience, and it's everything that I create is what I wish that I would have had when I was growing up, because there was nothing. There was nothing on the internet. Mm. So a lot of guys, when at times when I'm doing consultations with guys, you know, they're like 26 and they're like, man, or 23 or even, you know, 18 or sometimes 30. I'm like, do you realize how far ahead of where we were with all the information that's out there, how fast you guys are going to move through when we were kind of developing it and just winging it? So it's a pretty cool thing to get to this point where it's like, here's everything that I have. Like, I don't, you know, up until now. So that's where I'm coming from. It's just relief a little bit of, here you go.
Wow. And how timely, though, the guys that will see you this weekend will they catch you at the perfect time. I hear that we have on the line with us John Keegan.
Yes.
Ultimate romantic hero. And
John is only here because I saved his life.
That's true.
Really?
I was overdosing on oregano oil. But I'm back to
oregano oil. Wow. Am I correct that David Weigand, too, is with you?
Yeah, David Weigand's here, too.
Hi, Vin.
But how are you guys together? You're in New York, David?
I came to L.A. a little bit early. I got here last night, so I'm staying over at his place.
Wow. Okay, so we're going to do a talk. Anybody from L.A. hearing this, there's going to be an additional talk with John Keegan this week. John, I'm putting you on the spot, but you cannot come to L.A. early. All right. Very cool. Okay.
All right.
So, gentlemen, we also have with us, I believe, unless any other speakers have joined, we have also Kevin, who you heard on a podcast before, and he's a real-life pimp. He's the real deal and a truly genuine heart. I mean, so classy in his own ways, and that's going to be his first time at the Global SLR. So, Kevin, it's a pleasure to have you on board, man. And
thank you guys for having
his
me.
His stuff is solid, man. That's motivation. He's the author of Get Rich and Famous Fast, you know. So thank you for being on the call. How are you, man?
I'm doing great. I'm excited to be here among you giants in the pickup artist community. You know, I thank you guys for embracing me and inviting me. And I'm just excited to give what I got. I was listening to the gentleman that came before that said 23 years, and I was just thinking, you know, like, damn, that's how I feel. It's been 18 years, man, you know. So I got started in the streets years ago, and I've been having women of all races, you know, and I ran escort services for years. And, I'm just blessed to be here, and I have a world of knowledge, you know, 2-3 briefcases and a duffel bag, you know, full of game, you know what I'm saying?
Nice.
And I hope to give it all. You know, thank you guys for having me, man.
Phenomenal. Yeah, of course.
Welcome.
So, we want to be mindful. Then, I suggest all the speakers, we take rounds answering questions. I really appreciate you guys. You're so awesome. And, this year we really wanted to narrow it down to those who most, stood out throughout the years, you know, and so on. So it's not the, 75 speaker lineup. It's the 9 magnificent. We call them that way. And really all those also who are always most pleasant to deal with and very, very the best at their skill and so on. Time-wise, let's maybe limit our shares to like 2 minutes or so we can take a few rounds. And the call is pretty brief, gentlemen. We'll go until 7:35, 40, 45 max. So we're now open for questions. Gentlemen, students, you ask a question and I suggest how about we let Hypnotica
go first? Hi, it's Chris
Laporta,
and I got a
yeah.
question. Is so when you pick up a girl, you know, you get her number, and you know, maybe a little kiss, and then you find out she's an escort later. You know, I get just play a solid game, be yourself, and you demonstrate your values, and she'll come around. But like, is there any other little? What are some things that I should look out for? You know, when that happens.
What's the question?
Like
the question's not the question's not really specific as far as what you're asking for.
I guess I'm kind of a little leery about like having her come over. Like I don't know. I don't really trust her. I guess that's the question: is should I or how can I? I don't know. I just feel like there's something a little.
Did you meet her as an escort, or did you meet her not being an escort?
I didn't know she was an escort when I met her. I don't know if she was working at the time, but I was like totally oblivious to that. And I mean, things seem to go genuinely well. I'm not like a total rookie. I think I could tell that she was like into it, but maybe because I wasn't treating her as such, like I wasn't. I don't know. So I don't.
I'll tell you my experience because I have a lot of experience with a lot of strippers. A lot of I've been with plenty of escorts because I'm kind of the guy that protects them and shit sometimes, or I'm the guy that they go to when they need a real solid masculine advice. And in my opinion is you'd be dumb not to be prepared for, you know, some shady shit going on if you don't know her that well.
Yeah.
Okay. So,
yeah.
You know, be aware of that. However, I know a lot of escorts, and I know a lot of escorts that are extremely cool and that are extremely down to earth too. So, you know, if you're in it and she's just hanging out and you're having fun and you guys are enjoying your own company, you know, don't worry about the label, because a person's a person is a person, in my opinion. Now, I come from a little bit more liberal point of view when it comes to this. Some people would be like, oh, an escort, fuck that shit. To me, it's like I've had plenty of great conversations and learned a lot of cool stuff and done a lot of wild stuff. So as long as you can figure out where's your boundary and have your boundary down and be ultra sensitive, especially in the beginning of, you know, where she's at and what she's doing and shit like this. To me, I'm like, go for it and have fun with it. That's me. Okay. I'm a little, like I said, I'm a little on the wild side.
Oh, yes.
Hmm. Well, thank you, Eric. I'm thinking we do this. We take another question and pass it to John Keegan and David Wagen. And maybe after that, we'll come back with Kevin, who can pitch in since he's been running escort service for some time. But I want to make sure we cover quite a bit of ground for our listeners. So who would like to take the next question? And if not, we'll pass it to John Keegan
right here.
All right. So
John Keegan, ready for a question?
David. Yo, what's up? This is David from L.A., and I wanted to ask a question to John because I know you're considered the romantic hero and you're all about connection and romance and stuff. My personality, I'm more like the high energy, like bad boy type. I'm kind of like, you know, like all over the place. So what would you give me as far as kind of being more grounded and building a more romantic connection and intimate connection and being grounded as opposed to just being like, you know, like super cocky, funny, high energy, stuff like that. So what are some of the best ways to really build a connection, like a deep emotional connection with a girl?
Yeah, that's a great question, man. I appreciate it, actually. I think, you know, without knowing you and some basic answers I can give you, and I think you already, I can even just tell in the way you're asking, phrase the question, is that you already know you need to work on stillness more and to be more still in the conversation, because you have a lot of energy and some of it's nervous energy and you're just letting it out with cocky, funny, and maybe things like that. But if you can learn to, you know, at a core level, if we can get you, and we can, get you to appreciate yourself more and understand this one true belief that you don't need to do anywhere near the amount of work you're doing. It's definitely true to say that we have a job to do. We have to walk up and break the ice. We have to guide the conversation so that we can make a connection. But you don't have to work it so hard. You don't have to muscle it so hard. You don't have to over cocky funny it. I mean, it's a nice little skill set to be able to tease a girl and be playful, but you want to be able to use it sparingly from time to time, here and there. And really, you'll get a lot further with women, and you'll meet a lot better quality of women and have better, deeper connections with women if you really focus on, yes, breaking the ice, but listening, really listening to her. And you know, and listening also to your own breath and all the energy that's coursing through your body that's kind of making you be so high energy, and letting that high energy be an intensity that comes through your eyes, that high energy go into listening to her and relating with her and discovering her and who she is, so that you can really see if you like her or not, instead of always gaming her and trying to copy and funny so you can get what you want, you know? That's a short answer, and I want to break it down again. The first step is, you know, really accepting yourself. The second step is really being still in yourself, so focusing on your own breath and believing that you don't need to do that much to date an amazing woman. You just need to be a great listener and a great teacher. All right, is that helpful?
Awesome. Yeah, absolutely. Thank you very much.
Yeah, thank you.
Wait no longer. Search no further. You are about to progress faster than ever with the most innovative, multidimensional mega event of a lifetime. the Global Seduction, Lifestyle, and Relationships Convention in Hollywood, September 23rd, 24th, 25th, 2016. So much more than a summit. Featuring only the best of the best true pillars of the pickup community. Vince Kelvin, Arash Dibazar, Bad Boy, Hypnotica, Adam Lyons, David Weigand, Akito Mosley, John Keegan, and James Marshall. No conference can even compare. Nothing ever like it. Lectures, workshops, parties, club access, boot camps, VIP dinner, party bus, and lifestyle exhibit. But hurry, price goes up as event gets closer. So get your ticket today at www.globalslr.com or call 323-309-3219. That's www.globalslr.com or call 323-309-3219.
Thank you, John. Thank you, David. So we'll take one more question.
Can somebody ask David a question? Because we're about to go into a meeting in a few. So I wanted to see if we could get a question for David.
Yeah, absolutely. I was going to pass it to David next. And John, if you can give me a quick call right after this call so we can structure something and have you guys over maybe Wednesday or Thursday at the latest.
Perfect.
So next question, gentlemen.
It's Mitch from Baltimore. How are you all, gentlemen?
Good. Good, man. What's your question, Mitch?
Roll.
Okay, question. I was at a camp out with 150 other people through a social running club. Question one, I have bad eyes. How do I manage? Because I meet people and I forget their names. And even though I announce it, it still comes across as it's annoying, especially with women when I have to ask them more than once who they are. And how do I manage all those people and meeting them? And question two, how do I, with calibration, determine who's available or who's not available, and connect and manage that kind of crowd?
So the first question is how do you manage knowing all that amount of people? And the second question is how do you make a connection with all those kind of people? Is that right? Or how do you make how do you find someone who's really open and interested in perhaps dating? Is that what you're asking about?
Or dating or gaming, one or the other, or both.
All right. So wait a second. So you're talking like Japanese, man, to me. I mean, you don't sound like a human. What you're doing is calibration. Are we talking about human beings, or are we fine-tuning a Mercedes-Benz to drive on the street? Think about it. Gaming sounds like you want to go to Vegas and play cards. I don't do that lingo. I just find it really almost offensive at times, because you're talking about other people. You're putting women. If women ever heard a man say, how do I calibrate a conversation? She'd look at you and run for the fucking hills. Her vagina would get as dry as the fucking desert. And she would sit there and fucking run from you. Come on, man. You're a person. She's a person. You don't calibrate people. You talk to people. You work a crowd. You walk through a crowd. You see who's interested by doing what? By walking over to people, talking to people. You have to build up social awareness, meaning if you're going to go to a place that's a large event and you're really not that good at large events, then I would strongly suggest you get better at small places first, meaning supermarkets and supermarkets and bookstores and stuff, and learn how to talk, cafes, and learn how to really talk to people one-on-one first before you're going to go make this grandiose entrance into 150 people place and, have communication with them. So it's a stepping stone, man. I see so many guys, that can't even fucking talk to a little old lady on a street corner, but yet go out on a Friday night to some big event, think that they're going to go crack open all these women in their tight little pants and their high fucking heels. You got to take a step. You got to learn how to be a conversationalist by taking it step by step, moment by moment. And you got to realize you're talking to people. Don't worry about sexually escalating and all that crap. Connect with somebody by talking to them by what they're doing in that moment. Look at their eyes. What's their body language saying? These are all things that you need to learn. If you learn what their body language is saying, you can walk over and see if they're uptight or see if they're open or see if they're receptive. If you look at their eyes, you can see if they're happy, if they're sad. Here's a good thing for you to do. Spend time around kids, man. And look how kids kind of relate to one another and how they look at each other and how they're playful. I'm finding you, and this is, you know, and a lot of guys do this. I find you just, the way you're phrasing is very robotic. And I know inside those robotic questions is a fucking guy that can relate to other men. So talk to women the same way, man. You talk to people as people. And if a woman finds you attractive, she'll find you more attractive if you treat her like a person and not an object.
Is that helpful?
Yeah, very much so. And who is this that's speaking? Because I want to make sure. Who is this that just gave that answer?
That was David Wigand.
Okay, David, thank you. It's very helpful.
You're welcome.
Because who I am is I want to connect with people. I don't want to be robotic. So thank you for pointing all that out.
Well, talk to them like you just talked to me at the end, man. That's the thing. A lot of guys are sold a bill of goods. You know, they're marketed to be something. You know, calibrate, bad boy, cocky, funny, all that stuff. When really, who you are is fucking amazing. You know, you're like an amazing fucking person. It's like you're an amazing guy. You're an amazing catch. You don't need to calibrate, be cocky, funny, be the bad boy or anything. You just got to show up as the most incredible version of you. Own yourself, because I know that there's a great fucking guy there, you know. It's like, but you know, you just, you know, I've been afraid to let him out, so let him out, man. You could do it because I've seen everybody else do it. So if I was a betting man, I would bet on you.
I appreciate it, and that's what I want to learn to do, quote unquote, let him out. That's why I'm going to the GSLR.
So, Mitchell, thank you. And, Mitchell, you're coming to the GSLR. We look forward to see you there. You'll get to meet David, John, everybody. And, you'll get to connect with them at a deeper level. So, John and David Wigand, I understand you guys have somewhere to go. So we really appreciate you making time. We look forward to see you this weekend. And at the GSLR, the one thing that's quite unique, we encourage all speakers to spend as much time there as possible. Last year we had Bad Boy, and he's coming this year again. He's flying on a Friday, so he's arriving just before the event, and he's leaving Sunday right after the event. And last year he was in the back of the room for the entire time, doing mini demos and so on, giver like no other. So the lineup,
Vince,
have plenty of time to interact and so on. Yes.
This is Arash. Just before you dismiss it to guests, because I don't like to speak behind somebody. I just wanted to be known, and David is welcome to, and I encourage him to listen to my answer later, because I do use the word collab, calibrate, and all that, and I teach all that, and I fuck more women and more beautiful women than he could probably ever count. So my report will be on that, and I just don't want to say behind his back, so that it sounds like I'm talking behind another man's back. Okay, so I know you guys got that feel-good philosophy, but you know what? When I say calibrate, and when I do Bad Boy, and when I teach men how to pick up women, their pussies don't dry up. So I'm just saying that now, so David can just stay on the line and allow somebody else, or he can hear it, or he can listen to it later, but I'm not talking behind his back, but I disagree with the way you taught that, and now we move forward.
So we hear a lot of sounds. So awesome, Arash. And I think if I pitch in very briefly, and then we pass it to Kevin, and then we're going to come back to Hypnotica. And I will share, like, you know, I'm going to give like a gold mine, not nuggets, that should not be shared like that in a call. But they come at me like every 15 minutes those past couple of weeks and days. So I'm going to just give one. But also, guys, watch out. One thing I think is part of the problem is that we give you references here and there, and too many guys, they just hold on to one thing, the word, and so on. So make sure that you know that, because I also often hear guys that will voice things that we don't say. For example, Mitchell, you have studied with me for quite some time, and when was the last time you heard me refer to some going to gain someone, okay? So you pick that up elsewhere. So watch for that. So one question, and then we pass it to Arash, and I'll pitch in also. Kevin, how are you? You there, Kevin?
I'm blessed, man. I can't complain.
All right. Would you like to perhaps further elaborate on the idea, the first question we had from Chris, since you ran escort service?
Yes, man, question? Yes. I got to kind of bring the question back up in my head, but if he was saying trust in an escort, what I would tell him is, man, you got to watch trust in any woman. You know what I'm saying? Because you see how Adam was distracted by Eve. You understand what I'm saying? And she was not an escort. So any woman can run gang on you. You know what I'm saying? Can distract you, can take away from you, can, you know, send you in a direction that you didn't plan to go in. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Man, I've dealt most of my life with, escort strippers, call girls, high end, low end, everywhere, man, because I started out on street corners, man. I'm from Detroit, so I've been everywhere. And the thing about it is I've been married to escort. You know what I'm saying? So, it's about you making whoever it is fall in love, because before they had that title as an escort, stripper, or whatever they are, porn star, whatever, they were a woman. And before you have the title of, I'm this player, I'm this pimp, I'm this macaroni, or whoever you are a man. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. We were put in here in twos. So she's looking for you just like you're looking for her. You understand what I'm saying? So you have to love that first and know that, man, I'm worthy of some broad falling all in love with me. Now, don't be foolish and leave your wallet out and just say, this is the one I can tell by looking at her. No, she has to prove herself. You know what I'm saying? You know, you definitely can't trust her, you know, from the gate up, man. But you let her prove herself and you allow her the room. They used to say this when I was growing up. You give somebody enough rope, they'll hang themselves. Nobody is going to play you like you play yourself. And that's for a man or a woman. So you don't have to worry about playing her. You don't have to worry about her playing you. You just be on guard and you keep that broad honest, like a football game. You know what I'm saying? You throw the 220, hand off to the 221 dive, right? And then you throw the play action pass. Just so she don't get used to you running every time. You keep it. It's like in boxing. You know what I'm saying? It's jab, 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 cross, jab. You know, you have to keep your feet moving. You have to bob and weave. You have to make sure you don't get knocked on your ass. And that's what falling helplessly in love is, getting knocked on your ass. And a lot of people has been through it, including me. You know what I'm saying? I had thousands of women, but I still, you know, it hurt when you get caught for a fool. Oh, you soft around the belly. You know what I'm saying? You know?
Yeah,
so you have to treat her, you know what I'm saying, like you would any football game you might have prepared for, any baseball game you might have prepared for. Like, this is the greatest challenge that you are ever going to have. And remember, a woman is a puzzle. You know what I'm saying? So you've got to put all the pieces together. You know what I'm saying? And you have to, let her try to figure you out. You know what I'm saying? But you have to hold yourself in high regard. You have to hold yourself to a high value, a higher standard of higher than most men that are around you. So she would value everything she learns about you. You know what I'm saying? They used to say this when I was growing up, and I'm not going to take too much time, but they used to say the shade of a toothpick beats the hot desert sun. So if she learns something that's as thin as a toothpick about you, and you are a valuable guy, she's going to cherish it. You know what I'm saying? So let her work for it, man. You know what I'm saying? Open up that door, and if she fuck up, let her hang herself. You know, you stole $200. Guess what? It was cheap. It was $200 to get rid of your ass. So get out of here. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. Kick rocks. I won't see you no more. I know you're fine, but take your fine ass up the block. Straight like that. So you don't have to really trip on it too much, man. Escorts are women, too, man. They just have a job. You know what I'm saying? That pays well, and they selling sex. You know, I didn't judge them, and I would let them be who they were, you know, going to be. And I would just, partake in that kind of thing, man. So, you know, that's what kept me with them for so long. You know what I'm saying? It kept them with me for so long. You know, am I forgetting? Am I leaving out any part of that question?
No, brother. That was super powerful. Thank you so much.
No problem. God bless, man.
Yeah.
All right, guys. Yeah. I look forward to meet you in person. We're gonna have.
I'm excited about it, man. You know, excited that y'all invited me, man.
Yeah,
that's cool.
The moment you get here, let's make sure we hang out. In the meantime, gentlemen, a quick announcement. So, if you're on this call and you or if you're listening to the podcast and it should be out by Wednesday, hopefully you didn't miss out and you hear it in the future. But here's the deal. To get last-minute tickets, and we're going to close registration. We're going to boost all the prices and close registration, okay, before the end of the week. So go urgently to globalslr.net, globalslr.net, and you'll find all the info. Ideally, come in person. There's nothing like the journey, the trip. All the speakers are coming the distance, you know, and the money is out of their pockets, be there. I'm curious to hear from a couple of guys who are on the call right now that are actually coming live. What's your motivation to get in an airplane and to come witness this experience? And some of you guys, like Chris, I know you came last year already. So anyone who's coming, what's your motivation? Why didn't you come up with an excuse? Oh, I'm busy that weekend. How did you make that such a must in your own mind that you know you have to be there? So maybe one guy on the line, Chris, or somebody who's coming. By the way, how many of you guys are coming in person? Not speakers, participants.
Me, David from LA, I'll be there.
Robert, okay, San Jose, is going to be there. Line?
All right, awesome. So maybe Robert, we haven't heard you.
Paul,
so, what made you want to be there? Okay, Paul, so what made you want to be there to travel the distance for the guy who would have like 100,000 reasons not to jump in a Greyhound bus, carpool with someone, catch an airplane to be there?
Well, it's a no-brainer. I mean, after I attended last year's event, and the way that it turned my life around completely 180 degrees, I mean, it's just a no-brainer. You meet guys that are, you know, entrepreneurs. You meet guys that are, you know, good at cultivating their masculinity. You meet so many other guys. I'll tell you why. I met a lot of other guys, participants from last year, and kept up with them through Facebook, and then they'll post things, like events or something, and then I'll look into it. I attend those events. I meet more people, and it just snowballs, and it gets bigger and bigger. So that's why it's so crucial to get there in person and develop those relationships.
Well, yeah,
nice.
It's like, I got to add in, it's like super motivational when you're just around everybody that's like-minded. And I mean, it's just like picking up girls and like having, just learning how to let loose and have a fun time. And it's like you're around good vibes, so many different perspectives and like new experiences and venues. I mean, Vince hooks it up. Like, I would have never had this experience up to this point in my life if I hadn't come to like GSLR last year. Like, it was like truly mesmerizing and like transformative. And you got to unplug where you are. There's so many habits around. You got to unplug, replug into Los Angeles, for example. And then you go back to your hometown and it's like fucking reborn again, man. I just wanted to throw that in.
Yeah. Thank you. Yeah. And we go the distance like no others in terms of venues. You know, we rent an entire nightclub, and not any nightclub. It's a nightclub in a mall. So you step out for a second and there are girls. Saturday evening, we have the pink party. We worked it out. So the nightclub opens the doors to our private party. So an overflow of girls will want to be in that very exclusive party. But for any guy who's there, you'll be trained on how to do it before. Then you'll be given postcards of the flyer for the pink party. And then you just walk in the mall, and any girl who wants in, you'll just pull them. So that's perfect practice. It's a multimedia experience, hands-on experience. So come in person. If you really, for whatever reason, working all weekend, or you hear this and you're like on a different continent and you really could not manifest a last minute flight. I personally once heard Tony Robbins was in Australia, and I got on a plane 3 days before the event, and I showed up over there, and it was the best adventure ever. I arrived over there and I couldn't find a room, and I took all of my money to go there. So only option was stare at the girls. And that's when I really became good at same night sex, because I had to make it happen. So anyway, the live stream is going to be 197 for a brief period of time, going to 297 after that, and 500 just before the event, and 5,000 after the event. You get live stream and recording. Best is to message me, Facebook, Vince Kelvin, or text me 323-309-3219, or vince@seductioncoaching.com to get on the live stream before it's too late. I pass it to the man that I turn to for advice, Arash Zipar Dibazar, to pitch in, and then we'll come back to Hypnotica, and then I'll share a special gift after a few more announcements. Really something that's mind-blowing. Like, I'm known as the kissing saint, and my obsession is to work miracles. And when you work on something every day, after a while, you just tap into it. So I'm about to perform a miracle live. So meanwhile.
Okay. Thank you, Vince.
All right. So two points, quick. First one quick, second one a little longer. First, bravo on Kevin on that answer. But, you know, as Kevin was talking, I was clicking his ebook to go buy it. So that was really, I really enjoyed that answer. Okay,
thank
now
you.
For everybody. Yeah, for everybody else. Listen to me carefully, everybody, okay? Because you have heard over and over and over again, okay? It's just the cliche thing that you hear. Sales gimmicks, openers, this and that. I don't use that. I don't use this. Okay? Let me give you a new gimmick. The new gimmick sounds like this. I don't do openers. Be yourself. I don't do that shit. Okay? That's the new fucking gimmick. Let me give you the goddamn motherfucking truth. My life is my example. Okay? You go look in my life and you tell me and I will show you. Year after year, you've been watching me seven years. I've been showing you my life every day. You've seen me go through breakups to new girlfriends to everything. Businesses opening and closing. You've seen me go from nobody in game to the top of the fucking food chain and eat everybody on the top. And it gets under my fucking skin. Because this is what happened in 2013 or something when I went there and I ate Ross Jeffries alive and that other little faggot Oriental kid who was talking trash about game and that little whore Liz. Let me explain something to you. This is my life. I don't take this lightly. Everything that I have in my life right now can be traced to my understanding of seduction and social dynamics. I am the one who sold his soul, like the movies, to the devil to understand this information. I stand senior about the bullshit that was just told by David with that idea of feel good, Mitchell. Oh, it's just be yourself. Be yourself. That's like telling a brain surgeon to go in there and be himself. It's a technical skill. Individuals like Vince Kelvin, the legendary Vince Kelvin, the legendary Hypnotica, have proven themselves for decades. That's 10 years each decade. For decades, they've proven themselves that they can go and perform and outperform and take men and raise them to the highest levels from zero. Those gentlemen right there, they don't need to do openers. They don't need to. You spend a little bit of time with any of those men and you realize they don't even live in this world. They're not caught up in the bullshit that 99% of the human population is involved in. I myself, at some point, recognized that everything that I learned in regards to seduction was already, that was something inside of me, and all I had to do was express my true nature. And I became a monster, and I continued to become a bigger monster. But if I went around and tried to teach 99% of the population that garbage, they would feel good and get no pussy. They would get zero pussy. They would get no better besides go high five the other fucking guy friends, like that faggot ass group called RSD, and just go high five and stroke each other's fucking dicks and be happy that they learned pickup. That's not what it is. I've taken men from zero to fucking more women than they know what the fuck to do with. So let me explain to you that this is a technical art. Even when I watch Vince, I see every single technique that he's doing. I can break it down and show you what he's doing, things you can't even see. When I watch Hypnotica interact with somebody, I see such mastery of language, of body language, of tonality, of listening to the person. These things are fucking techniques. None were born with it. As I watch my niece grow up, her social skills are the skills of an animal. She's worse than my puppy. When you hear that you already have it in you, you fucking don't have it in you. Because if you did, why is it that 99% of the population is suffering for getting women? Why can't they just be themselves with all that bullshit? Drop that shit. And I will stand up and I will rip to pieces any person who is going to fucking stand there and try to tell me that what I've dedicated 24 hours of my fucking day, even in my sleep, to is not necessary and they can do better. Motherfucker, if you're gonna talk about it, show me.
show me, as I show you every fucking day, the beautiful women that worship the ground I walk on. Show me. Don't talk shit. Show me. Show me. Don't stand there and preach this fucking Christian gospel to the fucking sheep and cattle and tell them that they can just be themselves. And why do you, you know, you're being robotic. You're being an alien. You better be a fucking alien, because being a human didn't work. It didn't work. You better be whatever the fuck you want to be. Do you think Vince Kelvin is being human? Do you think Hypnotica is being human? Hypnotica lives in a hypnotical world. I don't know humans that do that shit. So please, please, I know what it's like to sit there and listen to somebody say, okay, let me break it down. Are you ready? Let me break down the premise of what was said by David. This is what he said. He said, you don't have to get any better. All you have to do is listen to people, be yourself, and women are going to like you. So then, you know what? Get Global SLR while you're at it. Throw your books away. No more research. Don't buy Hypnotica shit either. Don't come to my fucking boot camps. Get off my diamond mine, because you already have everything inside of you. God fucking bless you. Get off the call. Or be a scholar. Be a warrior scholar, as I am. And study and learn from the best. And see what they have in common. Because in his bullshit that he spewed and diarrheaed on you, I also heard some truths. But right now is not the time to talk about that. Right now is the time to not let you get brainwashed by that bullshit that I keep hearing. It's the now new thing to say, oh, it's a marketing gimmick. It's, you know, they just want, motherfucker, look at my fucking life and tell me I'm a marketing gimmick. Come spend 5 days here. You won't go back to your own fucking life because you see how fucking pathetic you have with women. Give me a fucking break. Give me a fucking break. Come to Global SR, everybody. Put me on the fucking stage with the same fucking person. Sit down and you watch power. You watch power. Watch. Don't listen to that bullshit slave mentality trying to be passed on into an event like this. I don't know where the fuck you came from, but you need to go back to all of that shit. That's it for me.
Thank you, Arash. Thank you. So I'm looking at the time. And
hey, Vin. Hey, Vin.
Yeah.
Vin, this guy needs to take his fucking medication. You know? I've never met somebody in my entire life who's more fucking obnoxious, who doesn't listen. Listening to it was quite comical. It reminded me of, like, it reminded me of this retard that I used to fucking know.
Then debate me, motherfucker! Debate me online! And watch me break you as a fucking slave you
man.
Are.
You know,
retard,
take your fucking medication, dude. And respect, there's
fuck
so many
you.
Different ways
my,
to do this.
My medication is my
people.
Dick in your mouth. You're a pussy trying to come
geez.
Over here.
Did you learn
and
that
talk
in third grade?
Men.
Did you learn that in third grade?
You're a pussy.
Your
and I'm
going to
explain something to you.
This is what you sound
and
like.
I'm going to tell you something. You are not speaking Global SLR. Because I'm one of the organizers. So your ass is out. Go make your own event. Go make your own event.
Okay, gentlemen, I have to step in right there. I have to step in right there. And just state that I will back up Arash because he's my spiritual brother. And so we'll keep it at that for now. And you guys are welcome to chat about it before, but I will back up Arash, and I think our other caller has been muted already. And I'm looking at the time, so I wanted to share one more gold nugget, and then the other thing, maybe honor also Hypnotica with one more quick gold nugget. So why don't we do this? We have Hypnotica, and maybe you share just like a 30-second gold nugget, and then we'll see you at the Global SLR. We're so looking forward to it. So.
Oh, that's good. Leave me hanging on that one with all that stuff. Anyways, all I can say is I've been doing this a long time, and there's going to be so many different modules and people and people that are committed to it. And some people think very definitively. Some people think very analytically. Some people think very conversationally. Some people think very metaphorically. And there's lots of different ways and different ideas on how people process this stuff. Some are very vague in their communications. So it's like big thinkers, small thinkers, medium thinkers, side thinkers, lateral thinkers. And just understand that I believe, you know, with what just happened, it's, I really believe that no matter what, you're going to learn stuff. Okay. I've learned just listening to different people here today. You know, there are some things that I already learned, and it's just, you get to the level where if you hear it enough times and there's overlap, you start to learn the first principle. And once you really understand, you have that first principle down and you're starting to really understand it, because I can see everyone's point of view as far as this goes. Some people, you know, don't know how to calibrate. Some people don't know how to, some people just look at women in a certain way, and so they can't connect. So it's not a matter of one's better or one's not. It's just a matter of, like, listen, you know, your brain is going to funnel this in such a way which is going to be useful for you. You're going to hear what you need to hear at one point in time. There's going to be different people on different levels, and I've seen this over the years. So if you come to the seminar and just really keep in mind, hey, you know what, like, what is it that I want to learn? How will I know that I will make some progress? And what is some feedback that I can do to let me know that I've made progress and I'm moving forward? If you go in with that and you keep your mind open, you know, you can learn from anyone. It's not one right, one wrong. Everyone's different. And I just want to kind of frame that whole thing because, you know, people are passionate about this. I mean, I'm passionate about it in my own way. I'll sit and, you know, sit in the production studio for, God, way too long to do these things. You know, people are online doing stuff. People have been writing books. You know, all the men that are going to be there that are on stage are absolutely passionate about what they do. They have a love of it, and they want the men around their lives to be very, very as loving and as intimate as each person. I've met a lot of these guys, and no one says, I don't want this guy to be successful with women. So just understand, you know, we all have a niche. We all have a angle that we bring to the table. And hopefully you learn from that and just, you know, go beyond and look beyond the passionateness of the situation and go from there. So that's all I can really say about that, because it was just a little interesting tonight.
Now, Kevin, yes. One last gold nugget for the evening.
Okay.
Kevin, can I say something? Because, you know, what you said was, he is fucking spot on. You can tell the guys that have been around. When you said, you know, you got to, like, this is my thing. Is you got to basically, you want to challenge a woman beyond what she's used to for herself. She's already going to set herself kind of a low degree. And, you know, and that's why a lot of these women are doing these, you know, look at me. I need the attention. Okay. But when a man comes in, he raises that bar to women. He doesn't put up with her shit, because I don't put up with any girl's shit. And I don't mean that in a misogynistic way. I mean, in a way, like, I don't let her settle for less than who she is, whereas a lot of the other guys will. If they're bitching and they're complaining, and the guys are just like, oh, it's okay, yeah, that guy's a dick. You know, sometimes you just need to go, hey, do me a favor, shut your mouth. Because, you know what, I look at you a lot better than what's going on right now, and it's kind of embarrassing for you that you're such a pretty girl, you got all these aspects of yourself, but your fucking mouth and your mindset's down in the gutter. You know, it's sad. If you could raise that, you'd be a fucking, a honey of a sweet of a girl, you know, way beyond what most girls are. So what you said there, you know, I highly resonated with that. I thought it was very cool. And I
appreciate
that.
I appreciate that. If I had to say, you know, a couple things, man, as far as giving up some gold, man, I don't mind. Let's go panning. I do believe you have to be a scholar, man. I lived everywhere, not because I was homeless, but because I was looking for people that had more game than I had. And game is not what you say to a woman. It's how you live in front of that woman. It's giving her somebody to look up to. And let me address this, even though I'll try not to, you know, but let me address it. This is a man's sport. So you can't worry about if the woman calls you an asshole. You can't worry about if she calls you conceited or whatever. You got to be okay with that. You got to champion it. You know what I'm saying? You got to be like, yeah, I earned that. I'm not tripping. Because the next girl gonna love it. You understand what I'm saying? You can't want who don't want you. You know what I'm saying? They had a term when I was growing up, like who like you. So give these women something to like. Give them something to look up to. Work on yourself. Never stop working on yourself. I believe in being physically fit, working out. boxing and all the shit that come with that man thing, man. I believe in giving them something. When you guys grew up, everybody listening, the women like two guys in your school. I don't give a fuck where you lived at. They like the pretty boy and the tough guy. You understand what I'm saying? The tough guy was always kicking ass, so she felt safe with him. She felt secure with him, right? The pretty boy was the woman that all the other women wanted. So they felt like, shit, I want to get to the top of the mountain. I want to, you know, show some type of value because I have him. You understand what I'm saying? You know, what I'm saying is I encourage every guy to take from both of those type of men what they can. You know, go to the gym, man. Get into some boxing. You don't have to get you a black eye, man. But at least know the art. At least go to the gym and show her that I'm disciplined, because how you do one thing is how you do everything. You understand what I'm saying? Man, I love learning, man. I can't imagine not learning. You know what I'm saying? And I can't imagine getting my feelings hurt over what a woman or a man say. I can't imagine, you know what I'm saying, not wanting to learn to be the best that I could. I tried everything about getting women. You know what I'm saying? I made my first million before I even really knew what I was doing right to get women. You know what I'm saying? I was a teenager, man. I graduated high school with $150,000 in a shoebox in my mom's house. But I was having 89 women. I mean, a Japanese woman, you know, four or five white girls, a bunch of black girls. Man, come on, man. I expect you to learn work on myself, man. This shit don't just be nothing that you roll out of bed that you roll out of bed knowing. You know what I'm saying? You have to trust yourself enough and have the discipline enough to go look after it. Go find it. Go find some people that know more than you and go invest the time with them till you know everything that they know. And guess what? If they are students like me, they're going to keep learning so you can keep learning some more shit from them. That's the way that go, man. Start looking and don't never stop looking. The more you look, I ain't gonna say that, man. We used to say, you know, the more you look, the more they hook. But anyway, you know, the more you look, you know, only somebody from the industry can get that joke. But, the more you look, you know what I'm saying? The larger your world would open up and the more women that would be looking at you. So like I said, man, I teach the eyes, ears, brain, mind, heart, body, soul. When a woman first see you, you got to give her something. Her eyes got to fall in love with you. When she talks to you, you know what I'm saying? You have to learn enough about her from studying her, from listening to her, and paying attention to conversations and everything, that you know everything to say. You know how you get a woman? She loads you. You got to picture it like it's a gun. You're going hunting, right? She gives you every bullet to put in the gun because she tells you everything that you need to know about her. Oh, I like a man that does this. I like a man that doesn't say that. I like a man, oh, don't you ever put your hands on me. I don't like a liar. I hate a liar. I hate a cheater. And you know what I'm saying? So she tells you exactly what you need to knock her off her feet. She tells you exactly what you need to sweep her off her feet. You know what I'm saying? You can't fuck up. Not when you're really looking to get it. And not only that, man, but y'all go in telling women that it's not a one-night thing. I mean, you know, I was kind of soft and arrogant. When I was young, I would tell women, you know, shit, like, giving away a one-night thing. But I'm saying, you know, now that I'm older, you tell women, I'm looking for a woman I'm going to keep for the next 20, 25 years, baby. I'm talking about, you know, we're going to laugh with our grandkids telling them how I met you at a payphone, you know, how I met you at a restaurant, and, you know what I'm saying, and you was with another guy at the time and this and that. You know, we're going to laugh, and I'm going to still be trying to bend your old ass over the stove when the grandkids run out the room and shit. I'm going to still be interested in you 20 years from now, baby. You don't understand? You know what I'm saying? You grab her hand. You look her in the eye. You tell her, I need you. No. You don't understand. No, you don't need me. All these girls are like, yeah. I need you. You know what I'm saying? I mean, it got to be potent, man. What you say, it got to be potent. Every woman looks for that spark, that love at first sight. Mm. Every woman watches TV and be like, damn, I want that. You got to give something that can be on TV. You know what I'm saying? This shit should be paid for, pay-per-view. You know what I'm saying? This shit that I'm giving you, you can't get nowhere else, baby. I'm telling you, they don't sell this at Walmart. You know, this can't be Bublé. Yeah. This can't be, you know what I'm saying, you can't get a knockoff version of this. I don't want to take up too much time, man, but you know I can go all night. Johnny got me excited.
But here's what we're going to do. We got to make sure that, Kevin, you have also an additional workshop for the VIPs on the schedule at globalslr.net. Not all of the additional VIP workshops are listed, but we got some surprises, so we'll make sure that on Sunday all the VIPs get a lecture workshop from Kevin. And we'll look forward to see you. Thank you, Hypnotica. Guys, stay on the line. Here's what we're going to do. This is the end of the recorded segment. If you stay on the line, then I'm going to pitch in this quick inner healing brand new technique. For now, I'll end on a funny note. You know, I was in a lot of pain all day long. I mean, if you can imagine taking surgery with no anesthesia, no matter how much hypnosis, you know, that was fucking hell. So I went through hell and back today. And a lot of driving was also involved, and I didn't want anybody else to drive, so I ended up driving. But speaking of escorts, so this is kind of a fun story. At Project Hollywood, we had a party. I go down the street, and I see this girl that was at, what is it called? Mel's Diner. Yeah, and at Mel's Diner,
fun.
Right away, I recognized she was an escort, and I said, you're taking the night off? Sorry, guys, we can hear somebody having conversation in the background. I think it's Eric and a girl, so... I go straight up to her and I say, listen, you're not working tonight. You take the night off. Tonight, you're going to do something completely different and you go back at it tomorrow. She was laughing and she came to the mansion and eventually I fucked her that night. But just before I fuck her, I look at her pussy and I see something coming out. And it was the edge of a condom. She pulls it out and she had a roll of money hidden inside her pussy, wrapped inside a condom. So after I had her take 3 baths, 4 showers, and back to the jacuzzi and back to a bath, and I wore 3 condoms, I ended up fucking her. And the next morning, even though I was totally clear, I kept on telling her, you're here, you're my guest, this is something different. Tonight you're a married woman for one night because you're never going to get married in your life. This is different. The next morning when she goes, oh, you're sure you're not going to give me a little something? And I say, actually, love, I do have a gift for you. And I got a condom and I gave her and I said, here's a brand new wallet. So anyway, I'm not a comedian, but I hope that's, for those who got it, it brought a smile to your face. I'm going to end the recording for now and stay on the line. A couple more announcements and a bonus for everybody who stays on the line.
You've been listening to The Real Kings of Pickup with Vince Hollywood Kelvin and Arash motherfucking Dibazar. Brought to you by www.globalslr.com. Call live every Monday at 7 p.m. Pacific Standard Time to get your questions answered.
Just dial 701-801-1220.
Then enter 129-779-160.
Followed by the pound key.
To get your free pickup starters kit, go to www.seductioncoaching.com now. And remember, stay sexy.